Why don't you hear this series of events? It's our Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX, which is what, Kelly?
Example of what not to do. Also something that maybe we hope doesn't happen to you.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without catching your partner cheating with your robot vacuum, but then getting sued by them for invasion of privacy, you're doing okay.
Okay, just to be clear, we're not cheating with a robot vacuum?
The robot vacuum had a camera
okay,
on it.
Okay, all right. It read a little weird. I was like, wait a second. We're not dating a robot vacuum, right? No. Okay,
It was in Taiwan, this story is out of.
Okay.
Caught his wife with another guy.
Oof.
Right? And saw her through the Roomba's camera feature.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize those had cameras that could see stuff other than the wall.
Maybe their specific one did. I'm not exactly sure. It wasn't exactly a name brand Roomba. It could have been something else, but it was a robot vacuum. Nonetheless, guy sued both of them, both his wife and the guy she was cheating with, which you can do in Taiwan.
Oh, emotional distress, I'm guessing.
He won.
Oh, wow.
So he got about $15,000.
All right.
But then the wife was like, I'm going to countersue.
I'm suing you for invasion of privacy.
That's right. And she won.
Oh, wow.
And so he had to pay her back about $5,000. And he was sentenced to 5 months in jail.
Oh!
So
he had to go to jail?
Yes.
So he was cheated on and he ends up going to jail.
Yes.
Because of how he caught her.
Granted, he is $10,000 richer, but...
But he's got to hang out in jail for five months. That's wild.
I mean, kind of wild how that all played out. He's like, wait, like, add heartache to, like...
That's insult to injury.
Sure. Right. Where the vacuum cleaner of all things catches something it shouldn't have. And you try to call them out. And she's like, well, you shouldn't have been filming me without my consent.
That is also against the law, sir.
And the law was like, you know what? She's got a point.
Which then she might be out $10,000, but now she's got 5 months without the husband going to be around that she can
do whatever she wants to do.
Hang out with her boyfriend.
Again, that's why that's a set in the bar story. Because it's just kind of wild, right?
That's a whole lot of dang it.
That is a whole lot of dang it. if you can manage to make it through the day without catching your partner cheating because of the robot vacuum, then getting sued for invasion of privacy.
What are the laws here in the U.S.?
I probably need to look that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our Setting the Bar story.